midst of your Black Friday and your Cyber Monday, let's not forget about Worship Sunday. Amen. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you today. And here we are, probably one of the craziest weekends of the entire year. Well, friend, thank you so much just for let me spend some time with you. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today, we're going to start a new series entitled Christmas Devotions. That's right. Focusing on Christmas Scripture and playing some great Christmas music in the midst of it all. So sit back and relax, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
That's the original version of Mary, Did You Know? Michael English, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and we're focusing on Christmas devotions. Luke chapter 1, verse 30 says, "The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.'" Well, friend, God uses common, ordinary people just like you and me who have uncommon goals and visions. You should not be content to be average. See, average is basically okay. It's not bad. It's all right. So-so. But it's not excellent. It is just good enough to get by. And that isn't what God wants for you, friend. Friend, you don't serve an average God. Therefore, you don't have to settle for an average life. Every single person can be mightily used by God. God can use you, friend. He can use you. So if you want to be wild and go crazy for Jesus and walk on water for him, it all starts with getting out of the boat and taking a first step. God used a young teenager to bring forth his plan. He can certainly use you.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heaven, we peace. Sleep in heaven, we peace.
You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Fred, it's Joey Kroll. How are you? You doing all right? Hopefully you're not stressing out over the latest deals at that store and running over across town to that store because that thing is on sale. Hopefully you're not getting too caught up in that, but I pray that you have some rest sometime this weekend. And we're focusing on Christmas devotions today. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, it says, "The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a girl never having been married and a virgin engaged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'O highly favored, the Lord is with you. And listen, you will be pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus. Read that passage a little bit ago, but if you notice something, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her, the Holy Spirit came upon her and planted in her womb a holy thing. Now, this seed was the Son of God sent to deliver mankind, that's you and me, from our sins. See, when you're born again, friend, a holy thing, the Holy Spirit is planted in you. See, as you water that seed with God's word, it will grow into a giant tree of righteousness. And in fact, it says in Isaiah 61:3, it says, "The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Friend, let's get into the word of God and let's grow in our knowledge and understanding of him.
Glory to God in the highest. Sing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Glory to God in the highest, sing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Glory to God in the highest, sing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Born the King of Angels. come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all you citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. During World War I, in the winter of 1914, on the battlefields of Flanders, one of the most unusual events in history took place. The Germans had been in fierce battle with the British and French. Now, both sides were dug in safe in muddy, man-made trenches 6 to 8 feet deep that seemed to stretch forever. But it was Christmas. And what happened next was astonishing. The Germans set trees on trench parapets and lit the candles. Then they began singing carols, and though their language was unfamiliar to their enemies, the tunes were not. After a few trees were shot at, the British became more curious and crawled forward to watch and listen, and after a while, they began to sing. By Christmas morning, the no man's land, so to speak, between the trenches was filled with soldiers, sharing gifts, singing, and soon they were even playing soccer. Though the war had to continue as commanders on both sides ordered their troops to restart hostilities, this wonderful experience of peace during war was extraordinary and unprecedented. This is the season, friend, of peace. And the Prince of Peace have commanded us to be peacemakers. May we become known for initiating peace in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces, even in every situation. And never forget to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Should have had my